also perhaps, Brother Sam, just a suggestion. Mm-hmm. The first chapter, as we mentioned, was more about exhortation and admonition. And you see, as you mentioned in the verse 1 of that first chapter, it's the leaders that are addressed directly. Then you have the Lord. There is a work with the remnant in chapter 1, but that's the Lord stirring up the spirit. And now here we have more of an encouragement, and it's brought to this remnant, which are not mentioned in chapter 1, verse 1. Mm-hmm. So perhaps, and that's what you're speaking of, right? That mm-hmm. distinction. Mm-hmm. You know, if oftentimes when an exhortation is given, it can be taken personally. And I guess you can think of it as sort of a little strategy that if people are held up as leaders and they're respected as such, even amongst men, you might, if there's a problem, you might first go to the manager. Mm-hmm. And you say, "Manager, I need you to deal with these things." And the manager will do it. And so I kind of think that might be what's going on here. So instead of just everyone being addressed, and you might even lose 10 people then, because why are we getting yelled at? And they all of a sudden, you know, they lose interest in the whole process. But you notice it's the leaders, but the spirit does have to work. It's a spirit that stirs up the remnant and led them to, it's not written, but we can assume that they are led to the same result that the leaders were. Yes, we were wrong. Yes, we left God's house in waste, and we need to do something about it. And so then they're addressed directly in chapter 2.
Acts 20 is a parallel. Paul calls the elders of Ephesus, and all these lovely features of Paul's ministry given to the elders, the oversight. Yes, to everyone too, but he calls the elders of Ephesus.
The older men who had seen the former temple had moral authority. And we read earlier in Ezra 3 their reaction to seeing this, and that was one of tears. The tears were so loud that blended with the joy and rejoicing, you couldn't tell them apart. But they were crying so loudly. Cries of sadness, really, because they knew the former glory. And we can wonder, well, why does the Lord now bring Haggai to speak? We can suggest that those that had witnessed this and had seen the reactions of some, the older ones who knew the glory of the former days, could become influenced by that reaction and think, well, this isn't really that much. What's happening now? And I think the Lord is addressing that, isn't it? That the issue isn't the size of the building. It's who's in it and whose glory, who's being glorified. And this is what's brought to their attention. And not only that, this very same place, this house, as we said this morning, this house is going to be filled with glory. We read from verse 7 through 9. And the latter glory is going to be greater than the former. So to encourage, the prophet is given this word from the Lord to really address what may have been a discouraging thing for some, and to lift them all up. The Lord is with you. The Lord is in this, and the Lord is going to help. Yes, it may not be what the older men had seen before, but don't look at the outward appearance. God is not looking at the outward appearance. He's looking at his future purposes in bringing glory to his name, even beyond this generation that's being addressed here, as we say, into the world to come, that is really referred to at the end here.
It mentioned that we mentioned this morning concerning the characteristic of the house, and if we are called upon to maintain those, there is holiness and testimony and so forth. The three things that John Ajami mentioned will help us to maintain those things. The presence of the Lord, the Word, and the Spirit. The Word will always tell us exactly how we are to behave, but the Spirit make it, as it were, good to us. It teaches us. And I believe that the three things, they are so necessary in this day as we would maintain the testimony and the holiness that becomes the house of the Lord. If we get away from them, then we so often run into difficulties, because those are the things that would maintain them. Now, and it's with a view to lead us to Christ, I believe. The presence is there, the Word, the Holy Spirit, is so that we may learn to appreciate the Lord Jesus Christ and who He is. Now, what is the... You have the former glory and the future glory. May we have thoughts on those? The former glory and the future glory.
The thought is that this new house, this new temple, is a link. It's a link between the former glory and the future glory. That's a thought I had.
And just to point out, in the King James, you know, it's the house that's latter and former. So those of you who don't have that, I'll just read the verse from the Darby so you see it. And that is chapter 1, verse 2, verse 9. It says in Darby, the latter glory of this house shall be greater than the former. So the emphasis there is on the glory. Not where in King James it is the house. So there's no confusion.
The principle of the house remains the same.
Yeah.
So if we have heard about the three things that will sustain the testimony, no matter what year you are talking about, if it's BC or AC, AD. But I want to bring another three elements that we want to see in there. We have seen the Word of God, the Spirit of God, and the presence of the Lord. I want to bring faith, hope, and love, because those also will be what maintain and sustain a testimony. In chapter 1, we see faith. The matter of they took hold of the Lord and His Word, and they went on and they built. When we come to chapter 2, you see the matter of hope. Now, the opening verse of the chapter just give us an idea a little bit of what was going on. It is the seventh month. Now, that's an important month in the history of the children of Israel. There are three prominent feasts that takes place in that month. The first one is the Feast of the Trumpet. The second one is the Day of Atonement on the 10th of the month. And then the third one on the 15th of the seventh month is the Day of the Tabernacle, or the Feast of the Tabernacle, where the thoughts of the rest and the glory comes to mind. And here, on the 21 day, after they celebrated the Feast of the Tabernacle, after they were looking forward in our own term to the world to come, the idea of rest, where the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the water covers the sea. Now, He is taking their thoughts from that to the hope that is to come. You have seen the glory of the former house. The house that we have said remained the same principle. But now I want to tell you about the glory that is going to come. So hope now, and for the present time for us, if I make the application, hope. Sustain the believer. Though when you look at an outward appearing and you see the house laid waste, hope, lift your eyes up from the present circumstances and take you to that day when the glory of the Lord will fill the house of God, where the glory of the Lord will cover the whole earth. Hope, sustain, and encourage the believer in the time of Haggai, and it does the same thing in our present time.